And we're back. You're listening to Money Talks on Saturday morning at 10 to 11. Always dial in, tune in, to 920, The Answer on AM. So just going back to what we were talking about before, we've got some questions here that have been sent in to us. Troy, I know you've got some what we want to be sure and cover. We got Jack from Kennesaw here had a question, said, what's your opinion of Chemed Corp? I'm bewildered by its two divisions, healthcare and plumbing services.
Yeah, you just don't see the synergy there, do you?
Well, listen, I'm going to leave this one alone and let that. Hey, yeah.
I want to hear our crack analyst, Troy. Yeah.
This is what that CFA does, right?
Yes. Yeah, they also own Service America, which is more similar to Roto-Rooter, which is their plumbing business. Roto-Rooter, I mean,
everybody knows Roto-Rooter.
Right, it's a well-known brand.
Yep.
They're actually more of a healthcare company, though. About 74% of their income comes from their division. They operate under VITAS. It's a hospice care. So you got hospices and you've got Roto-Rooter. Very strange mix, but it's been that way for a long time. So, you know, even if you think that it doesn't mesh well, I think that the businesses are probably unlikely to be divided. We've seen.
So you don't think there's going to be a spinoff or anything like that, right?
I really don't get the feeling that there would be. Like I say, about 74% of the revenue and income comes from hospice care. It's got real good growth prospects. Analysts expect it to grow about 15% annually over the next 3 to 5 years. And its historic growth has been over 10% in earnings. So, and the other thing is it's got a PEG right now, which is the PE divided by that growth prospect of 1.16. Usually when they're down that close to one, we usually like these companies. It doesn't meet the Hensler criteria for investment based on financial strength and safety, but I don't always, you know, just kill them because of that. I will tell you what's going on right now, though, with the businesses. It's got a pretty big risk. Since about 2012, the Department of Health and Human Services has been looking into this industry, and it just so happens that some of the numbers that they've thrown out, there's an analyst out there who's tied them, the financial numbers, back in, and he believes that they're singling out Chemed. Hmm. So I really think that, you know, some of the fear is that the regulatory changes that are coming, this industry's dominated by for-profit businesses. So when you start seeing regulation kick up and you've got one that's sticking out to the regulators, you probably...
That might push them eventually to split it.
It could.
You know what I mean? If the regulatory burden gets so bad on the healthcare part that they could spin off the plumbing part.
And I'll tell you this, though, that sort of thing is not something I usually recommend against trying to invest to catch the corporate action because it's such a wild card. You just never know, and you can't control it. So all things considered, you know, you don't really ask for an opinion here, but if I held it, maybe I would hold on to it, but I really think that it could see some rough waters ahead. Yeah. So
probably not a buy.
Yeah, if you're not, if you don't own it now, I would not recommend
it. It doesn't pay much of a dividend, 0.9%, selling 20 times earnings, so it's not like it's cheap, you know, real cheap. So,
Yeah, all things considered, I think you can sit on the sidelines on that one.
Okay.
All right, well, what about, we got another question here from Vincent in Johns Creek. He emailed us in and said, I'm considering both Travelers Company and or W.R. Berkley Corp. Would it be worth investing in both, or do you have a favorite one over the other?
Actually, you know, the two companies are very similar. Travelers and W.R. Berkley are both property and casualty insurers. Travelers, most of its business is in the U.S. In fact, just recently they sold off their Canadian operations, you know, so it's no longer even operating in Canada. Berkley has a small division that actually targets business outside the United States. And there's another difference, too. The market cap tells you what I'm about to say. Travelers is about seven times larger.
Enormous.
Yeah, it's about seven times the size of W.R. Berkley.
Yep.
And when you see that, you would expect that Berkeley's probably going to be growing faster than Travelers, and that's the case. About 8% for Travelers and a little better than 9% for Berkeley is what's expected going forward. Some of the other things that you can look at, normally the biggest asset for these insurance companies is going to be a portfolio of bonds. So, you know, you start worrying a little bit maybe if you think interest rates will rise, that means the price of that portfolio will decline. And the other thing is operationally, the combined ratio for the two companies shows that Travelers is a whole lot more efficient. They've got a combined ratio of 89%, which means that, you know, the losses and expenses eat up about 89% of their overall income. So they're more profitable than W.R. Berkley, who's got a 93.8% combined ratio. All things considered, if I had to choose one over the other, I'd probably take Travelers. The other thing that is hard to get a handle on is how well their portfolio managers of that bond portfolio
You have no idea.
It's
till after the fact. Till after the rates go up, then you see what happens.
Right.
And, but Travelers is a little more. It's more well established. It's bigger. Pays a bigger dividend yield, a little over 2%.
Yeah.
And they're both selling about 10 times earnings, so valuation's about the same.
Right. Yeah, I think all things considered, I'd rather have Travelers.
Yeah.
And like I say, the point is that their managers of that portfolio have done a great job in the past making sure that they don't, you know, that their portfolio is set good for whatever comes their way. So all things considered, I prefer Travelers.
Yeah,
But at the same time, I don't think there's a problem if you just had some other off-the-wall reason to buy W.R. Berkley.
Yeah,
both of these would fit our criteria.
It's probably more likely to be taken out in the future with its size and stuff.
Yeah, if you considered something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, but I'd say Travelers as well.
Right.
Good deal. Let's go ahead and get another question here. Scott, I'll toss this one to you, but this is from Jason in Atlanta. Jason says he's owned his own business for just over 15 years. He has over 40 employees and put a 401k plan in place about 10 years ago. The funds have been doing okay, but is there more I should be worried about?
Yeah.
Loaded question there.
Well, because he's the trustee on the plan, I'm sure, because he owns
the
business.
Yeah.
As the owner of the business, you know. So he has to be looking out for the well-being of his participants or his employees of his company.
Mm-hmm.
That's a number one goal. So, yes, you want to have good investment options. Everybody thinks that's the first catch-all is just have good investment options. But you want to make sure that whoever you have the plan with, if it's a Mass Mutual or Empower or John Hancock, you want to make sure that you're out there doing some educations for the employees, helping them answer their questions, things like that. You want to give them that education so they can help save for retirement and know what to do, because people are always – looking for advice. There's still a lot of people don't understand the stock market. They don't understand the difference between a stock, a bond, whatever the case may be. So
it's real common for them, especially if you give them quite a few options, that they don't understand which one to pick.
He says he put this in place 10 years ago. There's been a lot of legislative changes in the last 10
changes.
Years, really in the last 2 years,
that
changed the liability of who's responsible for making sure that education
he wants to have the education done. Like, if the Department of Labor comes in, one of the first things they ask for is what's called an investment policy statement. Mm. Most plans don't have an investment policy statement, and it can be very general, but it just gives guidance, kind of a roadmap to the owner and whoever else is trustee on the plan to make sure we're following all these guidelines for our employees, things
so
like that.
It documents how you make decisions as to what funds you make available.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it basically, if asked, could the business owner, in this case, could Jason say, here's how I allowed or chose the funds that are available in the plan. Here's the rationale I used.
And then so it's important to have documentation saying, you know what, we reviewed these funds, say, every quarter, every 6 months, just to get an update. Like, you know, last year, a lot of retirement plans moved out of PIMCO Total Return. Because Bill Gross left and went to Janus Fund.
Yeah.
So that was a huge, huge change in the fixed income area. Mm-hmm. So a lot of plans won't be able to say, yes, we talked about that or have it in notes. So in case, you know, the government does come in and ask, what are you doing on behalf of your employees? Because it's actually a huge focus area this year is the government's looking at their retirement plans for employees and make sure that everything's done for their benefit.
Sure. You know? Well, and it's something we help with here, right? I mean, it's been, you know, 5 years ago we did some of this stuff, but in the last 2 years, I know you've been real busy with phone calls.
We've had more and more of our clients just saying, I need you to help me with this, make sure I'm dotting all my I's and crossing all my T's in this area. So
it's not enough anymore to just say, okay, I've got a 401k plan, I put it out there.
Sure.
You can't be asleep at the switch, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. Exactly.
Got to make sure there's everything else done. Yep. Lots of options.
Absolutely. Yes. Got it. Well, listen, we're coming up on the end of the show. I want to thank you for sharing your Saturday morning with us again. This has been Money Talks. Troy, appreciate you being here. Scott, it's been a lot of fun. And we will be here next week, same time, AM 920. The answer. This has been Money Talks. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Markets up.
Always.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.